Phenomenal. Welcome to the second episode of the Three Idiots Podcast. This is great. People ask us when we're going to do one, and this is it right here. I'm hanging out with Sloth, a.k.a. Jeremy, and I'm hanging out with one of my favorite people in the world, Stranger Danger himself. Don't leave your kids around him because he will rape them. Jeff the Jew. How's it going, buddy?
Good.
You guys doing well?
Jeff.
Hey, I bought the stuff tonight.
So you know, our good. Nicknames. And what do you guys call me?
Cubber.
Cubber. And you know what the weird thing about Cubber is? That I was actually calling myself Cubber a couple weeks ago. Like, Cubber wants to do 20 minutes today. They're like, what are you talking about? I was like, ah, it'd be funnier if they were here. But there was something funny about our nicknames. We use them religiously. Like, some people have nicknames for people, but we have nicknames for each other, and we don't even break character at any point.
Yeah, pretty
right?
much.
Like, Jeremy Sloth.
Yeah, that's... unanimous.
It's unanimous.
It's an international.
Call him. He goes Sloth.
Mm-hmm. It's an international sensation. It truly is.
And other people are coming up to me like, "How's Sloth doing?" I'm like, "This is awesome. How did you hear about this? Can I write?"
Great.
And that's it. And Stranger Danger, which is very fun. It hasn't caught on quite as much as Sloth, but it's
never
getting close.
Will.
Well, because he's not on stage.
Yeah.
Tried it.
Yeah.
But... you know, when you're not in front of like more than one person.
I love it.
I know.
It's
tough to turn down those $20 gigs to drive 2 hours to. It's really tough. Sloth.
This guy's going at it. Well, here's the thing about this, though, is I was driving with my mom, right? And we're going through Thornton, where Jeremy kind of lives in Fremont. And I turn to my mom, like, this is where the sloth lives about these parts, is what I said. And my mom looks to me, and she's like, it's not okay to be calling your friends names. Like Sloth. And I'm like, Sloth is...
What a beautiful lady.
She loves you. She's like, that's not Jeremy's name. It's Sloth. And then this is what she brings up. She's like, do you remember when you were in fifth grade being called Aladdin? Did you like that shit? And I'm like, damn. I did. They did.
Oh, that's great.
But I was just thinking to myself, like, fuck, that's true. And then I felt bad about Sloth. And then he did. And then I said, Sloth's not a person. He's a creature.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a good...
And she yelled at me again.
Yeah, that's
Angel
a good
boy.
Point. Anyway, so we wanted to bring up two topics. We're live taping this, right? We just saw the Warriors game.
Yeah.
Yep.
They lost by 400, and these guys are now convinced that the Thunder are going to win for some reason.
I'm not
going to win.
And
I'm
it's
not
crazy,
convinced.
And I just want to have this on radio so we can discuss this. And we have Simon Marquis over here, the host of Particularly Drunk, one of the funniest shit I've watched lately on the iTunes and everything. How's it going, Sam?
I'm doing well. I like being the smartest man in the room with you three idiots.
Oh, look at that.
Very nice.
This episode's called Four Idiots, by the
very
way.
Nice.
You should have ran that. I guess we're just talking about real quick. Well, Dad, we already have topics to nail, but it just happened 5 minutes ago. Shocking that the Warriors got blown out like that, Sam?
Not at all. They're losing this series as far as I'm concerned.
That's why I'm bringing this up, because, Jeremy, you feel the same way, too.
I don't feel the same
way. He's kidding. You see that, Sam?
I don't know about kidding, but there's Game 4 is everything.
Game 4 is everything.
It's everything.
They said, yep.
Yep. So, I mean, I think whoever wins Game 4 wins the series. That's my prediction. Obviously, Thunder's up 3-1, dick shit. No shit, they're going to win. But I'm just saying, but the Warriors win, they go 2-2.
What are your thoughts? So, who do you think is going to win it, then?
Man, it's going to be a great game. I guess the Warriors are supposed to win, right? They're 73-9.
What can you do? You're just confident. I'm confident.
Confident.
I'm confident with the Warriors pick.
I'm not.
I will go on paper and say that the Warriors.
Westbrook and Durant, this is their last run together, possibly.
Here's what I'm going to say, buddy. I think this is going to be 3 wins in a row. This is going to be 1-3 wins in a row. I think they're going to win this game, go back at home and win, and beat the Thunder in game 6. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Warriors in either 6 or 7.
I think Warriors in 6.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. At least I'm not a Lakers fan.
Oh, good. Okay, there you go.
Why are you a Lakers fan,
by the
way?
Yeah, why are you a Lakers fan?
Magic Johnson. Hey, but here's my question.
Oh, Magic Johnson.
Aren't
you from Fremont?
Okay, who the fuck?
Where's the rest of your hair?
Is Magic Johnson?
All right. Hey, but Mike.
Get him, Jeff.
Hey, wasn't
most people like
Westbrook
Michael Jordan or something?
Yeah, I don't even understand this.
What the fuck's wrong with this guy?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah, this is a run, dude. They know that the time is ticking.
Gotcha.
So, and dude, I'm telling you, they've been kind of waiting for this moment, man.
But you have the Warriors winning the next game, and Warriors will win the series.
But would I be surprised if the Thunder won? No.
But here's the thing, though. That's not a real question, because I don't think anybody's going to be.
A question.
I never said if you're going to be surprised if the Thunder were going to win.
Oh, God. Okay.
I'm saying who's going to win?
Okay.
Warriors in 6 or 7?
7.
I got them in 6, dude. Is that weird?
No, they're not winning 3 in a row.
I think they might.
They got Durant and Westbrook, 2 of the top 10 players in the league.
Thank you.
I said top 5, and Cubber's like, hey,
you know what? One of the best sports conversations. Yeah. We were driving. He just comes up to me. He's like, Westbrook's the top 5, and we argued about it for like 40 minutes. It was awesome, though, dude. And we came to the conclusion that you were pretty much almost right.
But you gave the kid Anthony Davis.
I gave.
You put him over Westbrook.
I did not. But the question.
No, you did.
But who would you pick first if you had your own team, though? There's five people that you would pick before Westbrook.
But we're not talking about picking a team. We're just talking about players in the league right now and what they've done.
I still don't think Westbrook's a top five. What has he done? He's been to the Western Finals twice.
How can you put Davis over him? What has Davis done?
Nothing.
Not make the playoffs this year.
Understood.
Get eliminated in the first round last year.
Good
wow.
point.
Wow.
Good point.
Whoa.
Very good point.
Okay.
What was the other players that we named?
Westbrook.
What was Grant. The other? What was the other five?
Okay, the other five. Okay.
We have Steph Curry,
LeBron James, Steph Curry,
LeBron James, okay. Kevin Durant, his teammate,
Kevin Durant,
Kawhi Leonard.
I don't know.
I'm doing it with a smile on my face
yeah,
now.
I know you.
You might have got me on this argument. I got Leonard. Kawhi Leonard,
Anthony Davis. Who? No, it wasn't him. Who was it? And then you put your fat. Oh, you put
I didn't put Damian Lillard ahead of him.
No, you put Paul and Griffin.
Five. I'll put Chris Paul ahead of Westbrook. That's five.
Okay, and Westbrook's five then.
Kawhi Leonard, no, he's not four though.
No,
so
Kawhi Leonard's not there.
Yeah, you're right.
So then Westbrook's okay. Who do you put above Westbrook or Griffin?
Westbrook.
Okay, so he's five.
He's five.
Fine. Yeah.
Wow, settled.
God, Pauly just jerked off.
I don't give a fuck. You know what? I'll give you five. God, that hurts too.
Well, that was 10 minutes of a bunch of shit that no one cares about. So that's phenomenal. No,
Jeffrey, how is your dating?
Care about that.
How is your dating life going, Jeffrey?
It's great.
What has been going on? Have you been on Plenty of Fish?
Yeah, you know.
You doing well?
Yeah, Plenty of Fish is great.
What is your bio right now? What is your goals?
Just to make money and...
It's so funny. A couple months ago, I asked Jeffrey out of the... Just randomly. I said, Jeff, what do you want to do? Like, what is your plan? And then he tells me, like, I don't know, man. I think I'm going to go to San Antonio in May. And I'm not saying this because it's funny. That's what he said, dude. He's like, I don't know. I think I'm going to go to San Antonio. No, they have this festival where people – and then he said this is a festival where people could drink on the street. And it only happens once a year. I think that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm like, my Lord.
What a goal. What a goal.
It's a good goal. What are you going to do with your life?
I didn't make it, unfortunately.
Of course he didn't make it.
He's going to go over the grocery list with his mother tonight. Hey, Mom, I want hot cereal and some Pop-Tarts.
I just want to point out that Jeremy turned from a sloth into a unicorn with whatever the hell's going on with your hair right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's his product that he uses.
Jeffrey's got some hair on him, though, by the way. Look at him. He looks like...
Oh, he looks great. He's a handsome guy.
I don't know. That's what...
So dating-wise, though, you do have a Plenty of Fish. Do people... So how do you get those? Because every time I see him come to a couple of my shows lately, he's brought some random bitch.
Yeah, well...
Who are these people and why are they...
This is not my Uber ride destination.
I actually got a...
I got a show cover, girls like me.
I actually got a number from
Listen,
Uber.
Bitch, I just need to walk with you. I just need to walk with you for 4 seconds. We'll go into the comedy club. I'll give you the ride for free, you bitch. Stop yelling. Just stop yelling. I will buy you sandwiches and I'll give you Uber points.
I probably could do that. I got a number from a girl from Uber.
Dude, I don't know how any girl steps in any goddamn car with you, dude. Just looking at you, dude, I would not let
Yeah, but it's because of my rating.
Dude, I'm a man.
They look at the rating. They don't look at the picture.
Yeah, but you also look like you could fuck with the rating, too. He looks like the
kind of
guy.
Doesn't he look like
he's got 55 email addresses. Like, every review is the same. Jeffrey's handsome. I'd have sex with Jeffrey. Jeffrey should be having more sex. If you're a girl that's in his car next time, have sex with him. That's like, this sounds familiar.
Does yeah.
Uber have meetings where they go over goals for the week?
Yeah, what is the goals at Uber?
The goal is to get the free car.
I think the goal is do not kill anybody while you're in the car.
Yeah, and not get any tickets.
I do give you credit.
That's a goal.
I like the Starburst and the mints in the back.
Dude,
nice
he committed.
That's a nice touch.
Dude, his
and
car.
And water's in the door as well.
Yeah. His car is clean as fuck.
Yeah.
And in the back, it's just, what is it? Mints and Starbucks?
Starburst.
Starburst.
Yeah, I had one guy tell me that he hasn't had Starburst in 3.5 years. I was like, you know, like the exact day you last had a Starburst? Like, it was kind of a weird comment.
He nailed the same year.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, he did.
Okay. Well, when you are Ubering, it's generally in San Jose area?
No, all over. You actually usually end up in San Francisco. Everyone wants to go to San Francisco.
I wonder why. San Francisco isn't generally known internationally.
Well, I start in Palo Alto, and then I go, you know, up to San Mateo.
Do you have any exciting stories? This is what I'm trying to get at.
No, not really.
No one's done anything funny? You've never done anything crazy?
Not yet. I mean, I'm too new. I just started last week.
I really hope someone pulls a gun on him.
Yeah, that would be great.
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be a great episode?
But the driver doesn't carry cash.
Well, yeah, but I hope he just shoots you anyway because you're going to say some dumb shit.
I'll just tell him that I spent it all on my clothes. And
I don't think he's going to ask for the money. I think he's just going to shoot you.
Oh, well, then that would be a hate crime.
I hate this guy. You just met him, sir.
You'd probably be from jealousy or something, you know.
Try riding to Fresno with him.
Jesus, my lord. But
well,
by the way,
it only take an hour.
That's true.
I tell you, this guy's broken some records on the driving. That goddamn, that's why I always don't want to tell stories about you driving, because I don't want you, well, the one day you do hit somebody, this will be used in court. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
He has a history of driving 180, but I'll never remember.
Too. Always sober.
Yep.
Always sober.
Or I'm not driving.
But what was that place we went to where you got me? What was it? With Fernando and Robbie. That Mexican restaurant.
Delano. Was it Delano?
No.
Or Fresno or something?
Hanford.
Oh, Hanford, yeah.
Dude.
Same place.
How long you got us from Hanford to San Mateo in an hour? Like, what was it, 255?
Yeah, it was
He shaved an hour off the ETA, dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
An hour, dude.
Guy breaks records.
I get happy when I shave 8 minutes off the ETA, and this guy's all like, it's not done yet. Hold on.
He's like it's in LA in 4 hours.
You told me to slow. You like woke up and you told me to slow down on 152, and it was like a 4-lane highway, and we were the only ones on it.
Well,
and
I'll say one thing.
You
should
probably slow down.
I was, dude, there's no one. Every time I kept awakening, I just looked at you going 130, and I'm like,
what? One highway patrolman just sitting there.
I passed the highway patrol guy, and he flashed his lights at me, and then I was like, all right, I'll slow down a little bit.
And that's what happened.
I flew by, but that was at like 6 a.m. Dude, the sun was coming up.
So what does that mean, the sun was coming up? What is that, a rule for not when to get...
I don't know. I mean, it was just like, you know, maybe it's like coming under...
Is that what you told yourself when you passed that cop? You're like, don't worry, the sun's coming up.
Yeah. Well, at nighttime, it's a little bit easier to
it's a
go
new
fast because they can't see you.
It's not a coyote, Jeffrey.
I mean, they can't see you that well at night. Like, they're not going to... like, or I'll see them very easily because I'll see their headlights. But in the daytime, it's a little...
But why do you drive? Like, when you drive, do you feel fun? Like, do you have fun driving that fast?
Yeah, it is fun.
I mean, he goes, dude, let's be honest, dude. He's broken records, dude. He got me in Reno in like 3 hours and 15 minutes from Fremont on a goddamn Friday. We left at 2.
Yeah, that was a pretty good trip. It's quite enjoyable.
I took a nap and I woke up. We're here, fag.
Nevada.
I'm like, what do you mean, Jeffrey?
Put away the weed. Felony.
Oh, God.
Is it a felony?
Is it?
Yeah.
Sloth knows all the felonies and misdemeanors because he has all of them.
He only has one felony.
I have no felonies. I have a misdemeanor.
You have
what about the rape? Did they let you off on the rape?
That's what you said in court.
There's no rape, okay?
You know.
I'm pretty sure there was a rape.
I feel like if there was no rape, you wouldn't have said no rape twice.
Yeah.
There's no rape, three times.
I would have said, come on, guys, shut up and moved on. This guy's like, there's no rape, everybody.
All right.
That's okay. Sloth is a good guy.
Great guy.
Well.
Jeff, back to dating though, man. Plenty of fish.
Yeah, plenty of fish is good.
He's killing it, dude.
I think he is.
He is killing it. He shows it.
I mean, it's easy.
What do you tell these women? What do you say that you are a vice principal?
No, I tell them I work for Apple.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Do they ever ask what... God forbid they ever go to Apple Store.
So you're never a second date then, right?
Because what do you do for Apple?
Drive.
You are hired from Postmates by Apple, and you deliver products at Apple to businesses around Palo Alto.
No. So what I do is, like, let's say you take your phone to the Apple Store because it got a cracked screen.
Yes.
Apple calls me, I go pick it up, and I bring it to the repair facility.
Well, here's what happens.
And vice versa.
The successful person.
That's what you do.
That's no,
what
no, that's not what happens.
And that's it.
That's the incorrect. That's
you're a fucking repairman.
Jeremy.
Delivery boy.
Jeremy,
yeah.
That's the incorrect answer.
But you know what they do? They
what
pay me
is,
hourly
no.
to do
what,
nothing other
what
than
happens
that.
Is a more successful person calls Apple,
yeah.
Tells them that my phone's cracked.
No. They
Jeffrey.
Go into the Apple Store. So these people are going into the store, dropping their phones
and
off, and the Apple Store calls me.
To what?
Pick it up.
To grab it from the Apple Store and drop it off.
But
at
why aren't
facility.
You doing the delivery and the pickup?
I do that. I do both. But the person goes in to see if they what options they have. Like they can do a warranty thing or get a new phone or whatever. So once they say,
how do you know all this when you're in the car waiting for them to leave?
There's no one in my car. I'm just in the Apple Store. I listen to the convos.
Oh. So you work for Apple because. You grab the stuff and give it to the people.
To the repair facility.
You deliver it to them.
Yeah.
So when like...
But I don't interact with any customers.
Grown-up paper route.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say grown-up paper route. I think this is just a solid paper route. It's actually
yeah, but it's not dropping stuff off at multiple locations. It's just in between.
Oh, I'm not locations. I don't care about multiple.
Well, the paper route would be like dropping stuff off at multiple places.
Here's my question: why don't they? I guess you're right. Options.
Yeah.
So you tell these ladies you work for Apple.
Yep.
And they don't ask any other questions after that.
Nah, I just deflect them.
Did Jeff tell you he went to Cougar Night the other night?
Oh, I'm sure. Did he?
He went to a Cougar
Night. Yeah, I sent you that text, and then you said no one cares.
Cougar Night.
Yeah, it's this place in Palo Alto. Dude, it's freaking sick. Yeah, if you ever Cougar go to Palo Alto. Thursday night. It's literally called Cougar Night.
Yeah.
And it's this upscale restaurant. There's all these Ferraris and Lamborghinis in front. Parked out front of this hotel.
Yeah.
And the drinks are $20. I got one drink and I just
sipped on it for 4 hours.
3 hours. 3 hours.
And 3 hours.
Add some water to this place.
Can I get another fucking. So you're drinking. Okay. Yeah. Here we go.
Yeah. And
Cougar
so,
Night. There we go.
Yeah. And so there's like all these older like women that want younger guys. They're 40s. I mean, yeah, maybe 40s, but I was talking to some girl that was like 36 or 37, something like that, and I got her number. So
what'd you tell her? You said that anytime you want a charger from Apple, I will
deliver it.
No, I told her that
you have to go through Postmates. I
was kidding. Yeah.
So Cougar Night was cool though. So there was a bunch of older women, and was there a lot of guys there?
Guys and girls. I mean, it was a good 50-50.
So what happened there? You went over there. You had one drink. Did you talk to any of the Cougars?
Yeah.
One. Oh, yeah.
No, I talked to a whole bunch of them.
Well, what did she say? What did you say to her? I want to hear this game.
That's, yeah, that's
it. Baby. What do you say? Like, when you see the cougar, what do you do? You go over there and
well,
say,
well, actually, I talked to two. Like, I like going to groups of women.
Is that what you like?
It's easier.
Oh, yeah. It is easier because there's going to be the, yeah. Because
you have multiple stuff to talk about.
Multiple like, stuff
always,
to talk about.
Yep. There's always something.
And like, you can always earn the trust of maybe two of the idiots.
Right.
Sorry,
exactly.
I don't know why I always go to that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
continue. Then, sorry.
One wing girl.
I'm like thinking about like a fucking attack, like the board game Risk.
Well, basically that's how it works.
Okay, so what happens? You go in a group, and what do you say?
Yeah, so I just go up and I say, "Hey, you know, how's it going? It looks like your conversation is more interesting than mine, but I'm by myself, so obviously I'm not having a conversation." And it gets a good little laugh.
Holy!
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I just say something right now?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
What's that for you?
No one. I came up with it.
I can't even. I thought I was asking a shitty question. You have.
No, and that's how I like kind of. Oh, it's a great icebreaker. And then they just laugh, and then they're and then I'm like, hey, like you know, what's you know, what do you do, or what's your name, whatever. No. That's not the question.
Which one of you got children? No, hold up, Jeffrey.
One of the ender rooms.
And hold up.
Sloth is the only one laughing at his own joke. It's so stupid, but it's
Sloth
fine.
Says something funny. We'll give him some funny credit. By the way, dude, you're ready. Wow. You go up there and just
and
say
I
that.
Dress like this, so I'm like
I know what this is. You look like somebody that works at Best Buy.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it's
like
just,
a waiter and not even have a good.
Yeah, but everyone else is dressed.
Would you like bread?
No,
he looks
I mean,
like you're
going to
have bread either way. Like he's kind of a rapey waiter.
Like I look successful.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do actually.
Oh, we done acting already? Did your mom tell you this when you went home to out for way to work day? Bye, mom. Got my goals.
This is how everyone.
That
else
was one of my favorite
there.
Stories though. When Jeff was telling his parents that he still works, he was going to Kirby's every day getting shit faced.
Well,
he would dress up in a suit.
Selling copiers, mom. They're going to give me a bonus.
I was like,
got my own parking spot.
Kelly from the water cooler asked me out on a date. She has two kids.
Oh, God.
Dude, that's...
Whatever.
No.
I'm hanging out with cougars in Palo Alto, so
yeah.
What do I care?
Palo Alto.
That seems like a good long game plan.
I mean, it's fun.
Okay, you got the number. Did you call her?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's coming back next... we're going to hang out on Memorial Day, I think.
Wow, dude. She really has...
You well, know, she's in Vegas until then.
You know she's killing it when she has time for you on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
No,
can
she's
we
in
hang
Vegas
out on 4th of July too.
Then?
I don't have plans for the New Year's Eve.
But whatever, that's just one girl. I mean, who cares?
Is that why you're leaving my punchline shows early to meet with this whore?
Which one?
The Memorial Day. That's Sunday.
Wait, no, that's Monday. Memorial
Day. Oh, that's Monday. What are you doing Sunday?
I don't know yet.
Doing nothing.
Could you possibly doing?
How valuable are you?
I mean, does anybody
either Apple or Uber
said, hey man, is everything going to be okay?
But the world will still exist and move without you doing
Well, this has been a great episode on Jeff Koenig.
Nothing crucial.
I'll have to ask one question real quick to Jeff. Okay. Do you have a question for Jeff? No. Don't like a cool question?
Sloth doesn't even know what a question
is. Can everyone
is.
Think of like a really cool question for Jeff? And then we'll just do one question each. And I'm going to ask Jeff the first question. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Wherever Max lives.
Wherever Max lives. There you go.
Doing a podcast.
What is your question, Max?
With Cubber and Sloth.
I'm more interested in your origin story. Like, what did you want to be growing up?
The origin
story.
You
know, I wanted, you know, growing up, I did actually want to be a police officer. And the reason was because I
wanted to beat up black people?
No, because I wanted to get a gun and shoot.
How pissed were you when the police started beating black people? Like, this is actually
before,
what I was supposed to
this
be.
This is before I was totally racist. So the reason was because I wanted to get a gun and shoot my sister. That was the reason that I wanted to be a police officer. But that was...
You know, I gotta be honest with you. I think even black people would have been okay with you seeing black people over that.
But we had a sibling rivalry type thing, so we just, you know, we always hated each other growing up. So
was it one way?
No, it was both. Like, she always ratted me out for stuff, and I, you know, deserved it.
One of my favorite stories was when Jeff brought the car home and he hit the garage door.
Yeah, well, you know, it shouldn't have been there.
And mind you, this isn't when he was 17. This happened about 31 months ago. So
no,
this
like
retard goes up there, hits the fucking garage, and she runs out here. And she says, what did she say verbatim? She's like,
I don't remember.
She started taking pictures.
Yeah, I was drunk. I don't remember.
Yeah, so she started taking pictures. And then he comes out of the car with pizza, and he's like, it's all good. I have pizza.
Now, you got me. It was the pizza from like BJ's or something, because we went there with your mom.
No problem. I got pizza.
After the pictures are taken, he slowly walks out the car and be like, fuck the garage. I've got the pepperoni and sausage.
Yeah, it was pepperoni, but it was good.
God, that's gangster, dude. What a rivalry.
And it was like 3 a.m.
What's the worst thing that your sister ever did to you when you were growing up?
She didn't really do anything bad to me.
Mostly ratting you out?
Yeah, I mean, I just, yeah.
What was the worst thing she ever ratted you out for?
I don't even know, to be honest.
What about the flamethrower that you...
Yeah, but that was because the goddamn freaking wall caught on fire. Like, it wasn't... Everyone saw it.
But I'm just asking about like the actual... How did the
fire, Jeff? I mean...
Oh, yeah. Oh, how did the wall... Oh, yeah, yeah. Because I wanted to...
Yeah,
we're in Yosemite.
What were you doing?
What I wanted to do is I had this idea where I wanted to make, like, a flamethrower.
We'd be rich.
So what I did is I filled up a water gun...
He's a speaking retard.
Like,
he's a fucking unicorn.
Shut up. I filled the water gun with lighter fluid.
Filled the lighter gun with fire, of course.
And then I shot it at a candle because I wanted, you know, the flame. I wanted to catch the flame and go. So what happened? So what I did.
Hey, no. What you know what he just said? He said, I shot it at a candle. And then he moved on.
So what happened?
Okay, yes.
So please. I was shooting at the candle, but I wasn't like hitting the candle perfectly every single time.
Totally.
So, and there was like this like wooden wall. Like about.
It came out of nowhere.
It's
called
like,
the fence.
It was like 7 feet away.
7 feet, no
But
problem.
What happened was all the cider fluid was building up on the wall.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So when I finally hit the candle.
When he finally.
Like, dead on, and it shot the flame onto the fence. And then the entire fence just burst into flames.
And then here's my question.
And this was in Yosemite.
Here's my question. When that happened, did you say, fuck, I hope my parents didn't see that? Or did you say, fuck, yeah, I did it?
Both. Well,
because he was excited when that happened.
Yeah, no, I was very excited. And then I was like, shit, there's like a fire. And I tried to like... No. I didn't use the gun. I got a towel or something. I put it out pretty quick too. And I thought no one would notice, but everyone ran there. For some reason,
everybody ran there.
Yeah, but I thought there were maybe like if they were looking the other way, they wouldn't have noticed. But apparently, they were looking that. Yeah,
here's my.
It was in their peripheral or something.
Could you imagine little Jeffrey just be like, "Yeah, oh fuck!" So you fucking blew it at the candle.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever. I got in trouble for that. So,
did she rat you out, or do you believe that maybe what you did, everybody saw?
Yeah, I think the flame, the ball.
Yeah,
flame.
I feel like that's a bad story for ratting you out.
The problem is that it
did
was
did you
in
ever
Yosemite.
Rat you out for something that wasn't she, retarded?
She ratted you out for something that made the local news. Like, I don't think she's the reason that you got caught.
Yeah, that was in the news. It's not like, I don't know if you news. Heard, but my brother burned down the house news. Yesterday. He's like, yeah, we fucking know. We have a TV.
He snitched on me. She snitched on me.
I don't know if she ever... told on me for
Can anything. I point out for your guys as listeners to this podcast that this is the guy that you guys rely on to get you places safely, as well as, like, you know, make sure that reservations for hotels are booked,
yeah,
things of that nature. But I just want to point that out. The man who blew up didn't realize that the wood wall that he was spraying with gasoline
and a candle.
It was lighter fluid.
The candle was going to catch on fire.
Yeah. I must say, though, he doesn't fuck those things
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but that was like...
Well, he takes orders.
That was when I was like 12 years old.
If you tell him not to burn the fence down, he won't burn the fence down. If I was there, there'd be no fence burned down.
I didn't think it would actually work. I didn't think that the flame would actually work.
I would have said, no, Jeffrey,
it actually
a bad idea.
Oh, it was an awesome idea. It was very cool.
Well, listen, I think this was a phenomenal second episode of Three Idiots. I think we got to know Jeff more. I think the next episode is probably going to be part two of Jeff and a little bit of part one of Sloth.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Or we'll entertain people with other shit, man. Say bye to everybody.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
All right. Give it up for Stranger Danger, Sloth, and Khabeezy. We're the Three Idiots, and I hope we catch you guys next time.
Sam Marcoux.
Thanks, and Saul Marcoux in the house,
and
man.
Sam Marcoux. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Bye.